She didn't say anything more. Because she had no defense, or because she didn't think he'd believe her if she did? He doubted he would ever know the answer to that. When it came to Catherine, he doubted he would ever know the answer to a lot of things.
"Dr. Lane told me something early on," he murmured. "She said that for a woman like you, when it came down to protecting your world, there wasn't any line you wouldn't cross. It's true, isn't it, Catherine? To protect yourself against Judge Gagnon, you were willing to deal with the likes of Umbrio. Through Colleen Robinson, you paid money to the devil himself."
He paused a heartbeat.
"Rick Copley," he said quietly, "was a very fine man. So, I think, was your father."
Catherine didn't speak, but he thought he saw tears in her eyes. "I hope," she said after a moment, "that someday, when you have your own child, you will never know what it's like to fear for his life."
"You had other people to help you, Catherine. I helped you."
She finally looked at him. "But I didn't know that in the beginning, did I?" She rose off the bench, still regal, still ungodly beautiful, and even knowing what he knew, he found himself holding his breath.
"Dee Dee's a good detective," he said softly.
"My son is safe. For that, no price is too high."
"You really believe that, don't you?"
She smiled crookedly. "Bobby, it's the only thing that keeps me sane at night. I'll miss you in Arizona."
"Goodbye, Catherine."
Catherine retrieved her son. Bobby sat on the bench, snowflakes falling on his face, and watched them walk away. After another moment, Dee Dee emerged from the white van parked down the street. She sat down heavily on the bench beside him.
"Told you you wouldn't get anything,"
Bobby commented. She shrugged. "It was worth a try." He reached inside his jacket and went to work on the wires. "You think she's honestly moving to Arizona?" Dee Dee asked. Then she added, "I can always extradite her when the time comes."
"Sure."
"I'm going to get her, Bobby."
"It hardly matters."
Dee Dee scowled. "What do you mean by that?"
"All she'll ever need is one man appointed to the jury. Then Catherine will never spend so much as a day behind bars."
Bobby rose off the bench.
"Face it, they don't make 'em like her anymore."
"Thank God," Dee Dee muttered. Bobby smiled. He stuck his hands into his front jacket pockets and headed home.